Welcome to today's deep dive. You've handed us a pretty fascinating source today from Hunter Pavers.
Yeah, they're an Australian stone supplier, and it's a great breakdown.
It really is. And our mission today is to demystify luxury stone. We're going to explore the exact technical and aesthetic differences between marble tiles and pavers so you can navigate your next design project, like an architect.
Right, because to really understand marble's versatility, we first have to look at how just a few millimeters of thickness can completely dictate its entire purpose.
Yeah, let's talk about that thickness. I like to think of a 10 to 15 millimeter marble tile as this sleek indoor slipper. You basically just glue it directly to concrete with adhesive.
Oh, that's a good analogy. And with a 30 millimeter or thicker pater would be your heavy-duty hiking boot.
Right, the boot you set in a wet bed or like compacted sand. So if I'm planning a driveway, why does the installation method shift so drastically just because of that extra thickness?
Well, it comes down to structural physics. Outdoors, those pavers need flexible sand beds to handle the heavy weight of driveways and major weather shifts.
Oh, because the earth actually moves out there.
Exactly. If you just glued rigid stone to concrete outside, the earth's movement would literally crack it. The sand is essentially a microscopic suspension system.
Ah, so it acts like a shock absorber.
Right. And furthermore, outdoor pavers use tumbled or sandblasted finishes to achieve P4 or P5 slip resistance ratings. You definitely don't want polished indoor tiles out in the rain.
Right, because nobody wants a slipping hazard.
Right.
So these pavers are engineered for the outdoors, which means they have to battle Australia's notoriously harsh extremes, while staying stylish.
Oh, absolutely. They have to survive Queensland's intense UV rays and then deal with Victoria's frosts.
Which is crazy to think about. But looking at trends like that Emperador dark marble, I have to push back a bit. Doesn't dark stone get, dangerously hot for bare feet by the pool compared to lighter heat reflecting tones?
Oh, it definitely does. That heat concern is incredibly valid. Lighter stones are practically always chosen for those main pool zones just to reflect the heat.
So where does the dark marble go then?
So designers use dark stones for vertical feature walls or shaded borders. It's about getting that dramatic visual contrast without, well, burning the client's feet.
Function dictating form. I love that. And regional trends vary so much too.
They really do. Like in Melbourne, they bridge that Victorian charm with modernism using a lot of cream floors.
But over in Perth and Adelaide, they lean into this industrial chic gray marble, right?
Yeah, the Pietro Gray, it ranges from like $30 to $120 a square meter.
Wow. Okay. So surviving the elements is one thing, but keeping that luxury sheen requires some very specific chemical care.
Yes, the chemistry is crucial.
The source mentions a strict requirement for pH neutral cleaners. If I just use standard acidic household cleaners, will that essentially melt the stone's delicate crystalline structure over time?
Basically, yes. In Australia's dusty environment, avoiding harsh chemicals is totally mandatory. When you use an acid, it creates a violent reaction that eats away at the surface.
Oh, wow. So it chemically alters the texture.
Precisely. That's why applying an annual seal isn't just a suggestion, it's required.
Good to know. And despite needing that care, it's wild how accessible this is becoming. Hunter Pavers is only a 2-year-old company, but they're democratizing this whole process.
They really are. They source Carrara directly from Italy and Makrana from India, straight to everyday DIRs.
So they're cutting out all the middlemen. We've really covered a lot here, from the technical thickness of shock absorbers to global design trends.
It's quite the journey for a piece of stone, right?
It really is. So to wrap up our deep dive, I'll leave you with this. Next time you walk barefoot across a cool marble patio, consider the paradox of that stone. It was forged over millennia under crushing subterranean pressure, just to perfectly handle the splash of a backyard pool.